Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
Later this year, in September 2015, an amazing series of events will take place all within a 2-week period and are the hugest signs yet to this generation of the nearing start of the foretold 7-year tribulation period. First of all, September 13th is the Feast of Trumpets, with a partial solar eclipse occurring on that same day. Then 2 weeks later, on September 28th, is the actual fourth blood moon occurring on the Feast of Tabernacles, both dates being significant holy days to God according to the Bible. And as I've pointed out in at least 2 other videos, and at heisnear.com, and in live broadcasts in 2014, without question, the four blood moon phenomenon is a divine sign sounding the alarm to the world of the imminent start of the 7-year tribulation period. Now, the main focus in this video are the 2 other huge events to also take place in September, and are sandwiched between these 2 feast dates of September 13th and the 28th of this year. One is on September 23rd, with the Pope of Rome, Antichrist, arriving in the United States, where he will first visit the White House and then also address the United States Congress in Washington, D.C. Americans will literally be witnessing the end-time Antichrist standing inside of the United States Congress. Then 2 days later, on September 25th, the Pope will address the United Nations General Assembly in New York, where he'll have the spotlight on the official launching and opening day of what's called the Post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. Now, this term is the actual title of an historic one-world government contract and plan authored by the United Nations leader Ban Ki-moon months ago, and has already been emphatically agreed upon behind the scenes by most all of today's world leaders. And so the actual signing date will take place this September 25th in New York by the world's leaders, who will officially launch this well-prepared one-world government agenda into action. In fact, there are several news links attached to this video caption, which show the United Nations documents and news, which confirm everything I'm saying here. Now, one highly alarming fact about this 2015 one-world government plan is that it is promoted and held up by the United Nations primarily as being a wonderful humanitarian plan to bring unity and care to the human race, where even poverty and hunger will be totally eradicated from the world, which are the exact words you'll see in the 2015 globalization document. Now, this nice-sounding concept of world unity and helping each other out and leveling the playing field so that everyone has a fair chance are the exact words heard loudly by world leaders like President Obama and including Pope Francis, who is already on public record repeatedly calling for world unity and constantly urging the G20 world leaders to create a brand new global economy for the redistribution of wealth in order to help the poor and less fortunate. And those news articles are found at heisnear.com's exclusive section named Revelation's False Prophet, with over a dozen news stories showing the Pope saying exactly those words and urging the G20 leaders to implement a new world system to take care of the poor. But to reemphasize this critical point, although this September 2015 global agenda sounds like a beautiful and caring concept on its surface, the fact is, when you start reading this United Nations document, it is immediately crystal clear that today's world leaders' greater intent, including the Pope's, is to take over the entire world's wealth and the world's economy and governments, to take over the world's financial systems and global food distribution, and to entirely dominate and control the 7 billion citizens of the world. And since the One World Agenda is being deceptively held up as a humanitarian solution to all of the world's problems, then much of the world's people will be fooled into gladly signing on to it. And so, the stage is set for the Pope of Rome to gain the world's attention in September 2015 in leading the charge for the official launching of the United Nations' new One World Government agenda. Now, in terms of Bible prophecies, all of this fits precisely into today's end times, which is unmistakably at a clear apex today, ready for the start of the 7-year tribulation period. And to be more specific, the book of Revelation pinpoints the false prophet, the Pope of Rome, finally combining with the end-time one-world government at the exact middle point of the 7-year tribulation, when the one-world mark of the beast will also be introduced and, in fact, forced upon all as the final global economic solution to buy or sell or even to have food. And so, in summary, of all these signs I've talked about here, which will line up this September 2015, the fourth blood moon, the Feast of Trumpets and Feast of Tabernacles, and the official launching itself of the globalization agenda, confirm loudly and soberingly to this generation of the reality of the nearing start of the 7-year tribulation, and with the one world government and mark of the beast being potentially as close as 3.5 years away or so. And since today's world is showing signs of imminent collapse and threats of war and unchecked terrorism, then this generation is poised now to look to the most exalted man on earth, being the Pope of Rome, who has unparalleled world acclaim in human history, and while falsely holding himself up as the world's number one Christian icon, as precisely foretold in Bible prophecies of the false prophet, being synonymous with the term Antichrist. However, today's end-time generation overall will suddenly begin seeing the Pope as the world's greatest humanitarian, especially in September 2015, when he arrives in the United States with his grandiose promises to eradicate world hunger and take care of all of the world's poor, and mesmerizes the world with his false hope of world unity, only to result in the coming mark of the beast at the mid-7-year point.
In closing, if you want another listen or tell your friends about us, go to the website dedicated to this program, www.cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our free monthly newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. God bless you. Shalom. Rita Williams, CephasMinistry.com.